This is Fresh Air. Sting has just released his second solo album. The title, Nothing Like the Sun, comes from a line in a sonnet by Shakespeare. Sting first achieved notoriety as lead singer with The Police, and he's also had a second career as an actor in such films as Quadrophenia, Dune, and The Bride. Our rock critic Ken Tucker has a review of Sting's new album.
I don't drink coffee, I take tea, my dear. I like my toast on one side. In my accent when I talk, I'm an Englishman in New York.
Somewhere along the line, Sting started taking himself very seriously. In what amounts to a triumph of imposing one's will upon the people, Sting began putting political commentary into his lyrics and staring at the camera with a big, long boo-boo face, and millions of people fell for it. Presto, a new conscience of modern man. Now comes a new album called Nothing Like the Sun, filled with bloated big statements like this song, They Dance Alone, which Sting has called, quote, a symbolic gesture of protest and grief, unquote, toward the victims of political oppression in Chile.
Why are these women here dancing on their own? Why is there the sadness in their eyes? Like stone, can't see what it is that they despise. Dancing with the missing, they're dancing with the dead. They dance with the invisible ones, their anguish is unsaid. Dancing with their fathers, they're dancing. Dancing with their husbands, they dance alone. They dance alone.
You can hear the aching compassion in Sting's voice as he sings that song, They Dance Alone, and that's just the problem. His self-importance overrides any worthwhile sentiments in the music. The result is something shrill and petulant, the sound of a man unduly proud of his own politics. This is just as true of an even prettier song, whose lyric is another lesson fit for schoolroom use. It's called History Will Teach Us Nothing.
If we seek solace in the prisons of the distant past, security and human systems we're told will always, always last. Emotions are the sail, and blind faith is the mast. Without the breath of real freedom, getting nowhere fast. If God is dead and the actor plays his part, his words of fear will find their way to a place in your heart. Without the voice of reason, every faith has its own curse. Without freedom from the past, things can only get worse.
Virtually all the songs on Nothing Like the Sun are the musical equivalent of the photographs that decorate the album, pictures of the tousle-haired rock star being artfully artless. He stares soulfully into the camera to convey his worry over the human condition. Only once does Sting permit himself some fun, and that's on We'll Be Together, which by no coincidence at all is also the album's hit single.
We'll be right back.
I don't deny Sting's talent as a pop musician, and it's a pleasure most of the time to hear the jazz and reggae-influenced rock created by a band that includes saxophonist Branford Marsalis, as well as cameos by Eric Clapton, Gil Evans, and Dire Straits' Mark Knopfler. It's the solemnity of it all that's so annoying, the pretentiousness with which Sting presents this music. It's a classic case of a star's public persona making it difficult, if not impossible, for you to get past his ego and hear the music. Hey, Sting, lighten up.
Ken Tucker writes about popular culture for the Philadelphia Inquirer.